Americans need jobs. They don't need handouts financed by their neighbors.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
It's 5:13 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Railroad Day starts tomorrow. Officially, it starts Friday, but we all know what starts tomorrow. The carnival and everything going on starting tomorrow. So we are going to talk about that with Dennis Clark, who's the chairperson of the organizing committee for Railroad Days. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Will.
How difficult is it to organize a festival like this and keep it at the high level that I know you like to try to keep it at every year?
It's difficult. This year, I've added some excellent people onto the council. Mona Magnus, who did the Gift of Lights.
Yeah, yeah.
She's come on. She's our treasurer now.
And that's great.
Elise Quarterman. Mm-hmm. She's come on and done a new website. She built a new website
for us. It's a great website, too.
And also the brochure, laid out the brochure. Now, there's going to be some changes. We're going to have to tweak it. We're going to have to, you know, update it all the time. But it's really, yeah, she laid out a really nice website.
Yeah. It's easy. The website, the brochure, they're all very easy to get whatever you want off of it in terms of things that are happening. So how can you go wrong?
Yeah, there's little quirks in it. You know, I have had some people say, well, my app didn't upload or download, and I need to send it on. But we were still taking parade entries up to today. So
that's probably one of the biggest things that you've added new this year. You brought the parade back.
Yeah, we brought the parade back because the opening ceremonies has been over at the depot, which has been fine because this is Railroad Days. But you know, to get the people downtown, they really don't have the activities. They do have some tours now on Friday. They do have rail yard tours. They've had those for a couple of years, and those fill out.
Yeah, those, I imagine, have been some of the most popular things of Railroad Days, those rail yard tours, right?
The rail yard tours. If someone is from this town and they have not been on a rail yard tour, they need to go on a rail yard tour. Those narrations and telling you, going down through the yard and telling you everything about the trains that come in here and the amount of traffic that goes through it, it just boggles your imagination.
Yeah, it's worth it, though, I think, for a little bit of at least traffic aggravation and such, right?
Yes. Oh, and now we have, you know, two overpasses and an underpass, so we're going to – well, what's that, July 15th or something?
That'll July be 18th, yeah.
18th, okay. So it's coming. And
yeah. It's probably as good a time as any to celebrate railroading in this town, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's talk about I want to focus, if I can, since we don't have a lot of time here in this program, on the new things. The parade probably being, as we've said, being the biggest of those, but I know that's not the only thing that's new, right?
Yeah. What we're going to do, we're going to have the parade, and it's going to come by a main stage. When I say main stage, it's going to be an East Main stage right out in front of on the Ducky's Formal Wear side, out in front of that. And that stage will be there throughout the weekend.
Very cool.
So we're going to have the opening ceremonies there. Our Grand Marshal, Abraham Lincoln, is going to turn around.
The Abraham Lincoln.
He's going to be here. He is going to be here.
It's really one of the best impersonators of Lincoln I've ever seen.
He's great. He's been in a couple movies now, several documentaries, and he'll be addressing us for opening ceremonies. We're also going to have the Galesburg High School football cheerleaders are going to give out a cheer. We're going to have a color guard.
Okay.
We're going to have a few other speakers. I'll say a few words. The mayor will say a few words, and Dick Stein from down at the Railroad Museum will say a few words, and then we brought back Little Miss and Little Mr. Railroad.
I love that. That's fantastic.
Yes, and we'll have that.
And that's going to start a little later than we're used to here from recent years, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a 6 o'clock parade, and the parade will last about an hour, and we'll join back down there in front of the stage. We'll have the opening ceremonies, and then after all those announcements and presentations of Little Miss and Little Mr. Railroad, which Ducky's is taking on as Ducky's Formal Wear is sponsoring that, And they're going to turn around and we're going to have Staggered, a country band, on Friday night, which we haven't had a Friday night beer garden really for quite a while.
Yeah, that's they're all good things as well.
It's a great thing to have the stage down there on Main Street. And having the carnival down on the square. We're going to have cool weather this coming Friday night. It's really a beautiful setting.
I mean, we spend a lot of time whining about the heat during railroad days, but this weekend it's not going to be too bad.
Yeah, it's great having the hot last week and then the cooler this week. So,
are you concerned about the weather at all outside of the heat? Or I know there's some chances of rain, but that doesn't impact a lot, does it?
You know, there's chances of rain, but the main thing is with this cooler weather and the activities that we're having down here with the opening ceremonies, come down and enjoy it. Share it with your friends. I heard you there earlier. You know, come on out and bring some friends and the beer garden. Basically, we're calling it Galesburg Railroad Days Nights.
Okay.
And Staggered Band plays country music and country rock, but they will play other music. They're a great band. Saturday night we turn around on the same stage and we'll have Jera and the Absolutes and also the Rockin' Papas will be playing on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. You also have a DJ at some point, right?
Huh?
You also have a DJ at some point?
We have a DJ in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to Mud Volleyball. Co-ed volleyball is back.
Oh, my. Yeah. That's great.
Lockwood Excavation and Construction is hauling the dirt in, and they'll be hauling that back out. So it wouldn't even be happening if it wasn't for Lockwood.
I think it's more fun for me to watch than to try to play any form of volleyball, especially mud volleyball. I'm imagine looking at things that people like and maybe try to make a few bucks off of all of it and keep it a good event.
The mud keeps you grounded.
Yeah.
There's not going to be too many people jumping up and spiking, that's for sure.
I just don't like getting dirty. But
the water fight on Saturday is going to be outstanding.
Okay.
The firemen have added some things for the little kids. They have a little house to where you can shoot the fires out of the windows for the little kids with a hose.
I love that whole water fight thing. That is really just kind of cool to watch if you've never seen the firefighters kind of battle it out there.
And they have a few more teams than what they had last year. We're going to have Standish Park. It's going to be Standish Arts and Crafts down there. And then a trolley is going to go from Prairie Players down on South Seminary Street and circle and go down to Standish Park and keep that throughout the day so people can jump on there for $1. We're going to stamp your hand. Then you can ride it for the rest of the day, but we want to get an idea on the count and everything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. What other things would you say are most significant about this year?
Well, they've added on that tour, when you're doing the trolley, you can go down to Central Congregational. It's going to have a tour on the windows down there, on the stained glass windows. And over at Corpus Christi, they're going to have a flea market, but they're also going to have a relic tour. So you need to look on the website for that. And it's GalesburgRailroadDays.com, not .org, it's .com.
We have a link to the page on our community events site at WGIL.com as well, if that makes it easy for folks, but sure.
Of course, we'll still have Petting Zoo. Petting Zoo will be in the OT lot, and we're going to have a whole bunch of little games. We have big wheels for adults.
Yeah, I like that.
One thing we set for Saturday is at 11 o'clock. You can sign up before 11 o'clock. You can have the little kids come, and they're gonna race, and they'll race until 12. And then at 12, we're going to have adult and kids, which means a parent, grandparent can go with the kids.
Very cool.
And compete against the kids. So it's an interaction thing. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll have the adults. So if a whole bunch of kids want to come down and just keep racing on those drift trikes, then they can blast away and have fun.
Very, very cool. I wanted to ask you, and I think since we posted the interview you gave us on Galesburg Live the other day about railroad days, immediately I think there's always going to be a group of people who, A, whine about everything, and B, are pretty negative about everything. And one of the first things we saw when we posted the interview online was a comment that said, oh, let the fights begin. I know you don't encourage that, but you know, how do you convince people, I guess, who maybe have had an unjustly negative opinion of railroad days to try to get them to come back?
You know, you're never, you almost, and some of those people, they persist on being negative.
Yeah.
And the sad part is we have a lot of negativity in our lives. We're bombarded with it every day.
Yeah.
So you have to keep a positive attitude. And you told me how do we have to be persistent in our positive attitude to overcome the negative.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I like it when two negatives get together because then it can become a positive.
Sure hope so.
And math.
That's what science tells us.
That's what they tell us.
All right. So once again, everything unofficially starts tomorrow, officially starts Friday, running through Sunday. And you've got everything online, right?
Yeah. And come down to that Prairie Players. They have three things in there. They have that Carl Sandburg play again.
Oh, right.
We have Visiting the Lincolns is occurring in there. That is a play that people really need to see. And that's from 2 to 3:30. But the Sandburg play with the Performing Arts Academy, Tim has worked with them, and that's a wonderful play to see also.
All right, and all of that is at GalesburgRailroadDays.com. All right, and again, we also have a link to that at WGIL.com in the community events section as well. Dennis Clark with Railroad Days, thank you so much.
I appreciate it so much, Will.
Hope everything turns out well this week.
There's a lot of things to cover. Jump on buses, go out to the largest model train and toy show.
Oh, I love that.
The largest, 360 tables this year.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's
great. It is. It fills that whole gym.
I love that. Great. Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you,
Will. I
really appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.